From scratch.
Welcome to this week's From Scratch. I'm Martin Cousins. This week, Nigel and I were at the Learning Technologies Conference in London, where Nigel was speaking about the Learning Challenge, the title of his latest book. So, whilst there, I caught up with Nigel and asked him a bit more about what the Learning Challenge is. So, at the Learning Technologies Conference 2015, and I'm with Nigel Payne. Nigel, could you firstly introduce yourself, and secondly, tell us what the Learning Challenge or challenges are, because that's what you were talking about today at the conference.
It is. My name's Nigel Payne. I've just written a book called The Learning Challenge, so I know a little bit about this subject matter. And I run my own company looking at learning technology, leadership, and all that kind of stuff. What are the challenges? Oh, big noise in the background, but I'll keep talking. Four major challenges. The first one is balancing the day-to-day, the pragmatic, the things you need to fix with the big ideas, the big changes, the revolution that you've also got to inculcate at the same time. Second big challenge is being a credible player in your organization, so that you're listened to, that you can make a contribution to all sorts of business demands, organizational demands, and you see the world through a learning frame, which people find helpful and useful in many instances. Third challenge is just how you keep abreast of technology. You become technology enabled, you become technology empowered, but you don't become technology stupid. And that is very, very difficult for most people. How you work within the technology framework in the organization, but you still add your own individual spin. And the fourth challenge is really the one of amplifying the learning event. That, unfortunately, the truth is that if you want to be unbelievably successful in your organization, you can't control learning any longer. You've got to give it away. It's got to happen everywhere. It's got to bubble up all over the place. And what you've got to look at is the sounds, the beats that you can create that will resonate massively around the organization. And the more the resonation, the bigger the impact, the more successful you will be. They're my four critical challenges at the moment. And they're not challenges that affect one or two people. I can't think there's anybody at this conference where some of that doesn't strike a big chord. So it's easy to say what they are. It's a little bit more difficult in how you tackle that. But that's another story.
Before you end there, and I won't ask you to go down that particular line of inquiry, but for those learning leaders then, there are the challenges. So what are they going to do tomorrow to start tackling those challenges in terms of, you know, their skill set, their approach? How's that going to change?
Well, for kickoff, they need a bit of humility. I think one of the things they've got to do is talk, listen, learn from the organization, work out what's hot, what's happening, what they can expand, develop. They've got to work out what the roadblocks are. So a bit of humility and above all, a vision. If you have no idea where you might want to end up, you're going to find it very, very difficult to get there. So if you've got some vision, you listen and you learn from the organization and look at what you could take and run with at the moment and take those baby steps along the road. It's not going to happen in a minute. It's not going to happen perhaps in a year. But if you make strong, steady progress with the end in mind, hey, guess what? You end up getting there.
Nigel, thanks very much.
No problem. Thank you. It's good to talk to you, Martin.
From scratch.